Chapter 10. Sighing restlessly, the boundless sea broke large rollers into white cream, which hissed hungrily up to the tide line. A sea breeze with no clouds to chase around the moonlit vault of the skies spun dry sand into dancing spirals. Midnight laid its cloak over the Mossflower coast. The four log boats, propelled on muffled paddles by Logalog's Gowsum shrews, slid silently out over the remainder of the stream that stretched across the shore from dune to sea. Finbar Galedeep and Logalog sat in the prow of the leading vessel. Between them lay a mallet and a broken sword, which would serve well as hammer and chisel. Hon Rosie and Joseph perched in the stern, both armed with strong throwing slings and satchels of sturdy pebbles. The female hare wriggled her ears delightedly, scarcely able to contain her excitement.
I say, what a jape! What?
Joseph clamped strong paws about Rosie's mouth, his voice stern and low.
Not one single giggle. Do you hear me, Rosie Woodsorrel?
Roof, Durry and Formal wielded paddles in the second boat, the mole muttering darkly to himself.
I don't mind little boaters and stream water, but those girt shippers as sails on waves, boar, no, sir.
Roof mispaddled and splashed himself.
Wish I was back in Redwall,
he sighed.
I'd kiss the grass and never have aught to do with water again, not even to wash.
Durry Quill smiled across at the timid squirrel.
Acorns! By the end of this voyage, you'll be as big an old sea dog as ever stood afore a mainmast. Keep your tail up, Roof, and dip that paddle deep.
The prows of all four boats bucked as they struck the first waves from the sea. Finbar turned to the crew sitting abaft of him, his single eye shining wildly, and shouted,
Now take those paddles strong and deep, colleagues. We're on blue water.
Captain Slip of the Pearl Queen sat alone on the shore beyond the headland, toasting whelks over an open fire. He'd been arguing with his brother, Captain Strap, again. Though Slip was the larger and stronger of the two sea rats, he did not possess Strap's eloquent tongue. Tonight, they had argued over whether to sail north or south. Slip wanted to sail north, but Strap painted such a glowing picture of sudden sun and easy pickings that both crews sided with him. They had all gone aboard his ship, the Shaloo, to celebrate, leaving Slip alone to sulk over a small fire on the shore. Slip was not worried. Tomorrow he would continue the argument, escalating it into a fight, and he could always beat his brother hollow in a hard scrap. Then he would humiliate Strap and regain command. Perhaps he might even imprison him aboard the Pearl Queen and have Rapsnout, his first mate, take over as captain of the Shaloo. Slip smiled to himself. Yes, that would teach Strap to keep his high-flown opinions to himself.